1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court this morning hears oral arguments on a case that puts strict state abortion bans to the test. This one from Idaho bans the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors in Idaho say they don't know what to do when they need to perform an emergency abortion to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Columbia University taking additional steps to limit campus contact amid continued pro-Palestinian protests. Here's ABC Stephanie Ramos.
Columbia University offering virtual learning for the last week of classes after some Jewish students said they felt unsafe on campus, like Aiden Hunter, who tells us he understands why people are protesting.
I'd say the majority of my friends, especially Jewish friends, feel a sense of insecurity at this time.
Mayor Eric Adams blaming outside agitators for a violent turn in campus protests.
The Senate passing that $95 billion foreign aid package. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Use of restraints and seclusion in Wisconsin schools went down about 8% last school year. That's according to the State Department of Public Instruction. The DPI's Tim Pirenboom says it happens most with elementary schoolers with disabilities.
Frequent use of seclusion restraint is usually a symptom of larger, more systemic issues, whether that's staffing shortages or lack of proper training for staff members who work with our highest needs students.
Pirenboom says most schools report no cases of using seclusion or restraint. Saturday is Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. Law enforcement leaders and health officials are trying to raise awareness about opioids. People can drop off their unused medications at 135 places around the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Local officials, state lawmakers, and concerned citizens asked for the closure of Green Bay Correctional Institution at a roundtable discussion in Madison Tuesday. Alloway President Jim Rafter.
It is time for Green Bay Correctional Institution to close. The facility has exhausted its lifespan and cannot provide those inside with the tools necessary to navigate a return to society.
The 126-year-old prison needs up to $275 million in repairs. Joey Presley will officially be sworn in as alderman in Green Bay on May 7th. Presley defeated District 6 incumbent Steve Campbell by 16 votes. Campbell requested a recount and then filed objections. However, the Board of Canvas found all documentation, including absentee ballots, were in order. Campbell will have to pay over $6,500 for the recount, which took 13 and a half hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers lose again to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Their crew could not get on base, losing 2-1 in Pittsburgh. Pat Murphy was pleased by the debut of right-hander Tobias Myers, even though the first batter he faced, Andrew McCutchen, hit a home run.
I think sometimes getting punched early is probably a good thing, to be quite honest with you. I think that said it all, what he did the next, 15 outs.
NBA, the Bucks lost at home to the Pacers, 125-108. Milwaukee pulled it within 4 points, then fell behind by 20 in the final period. Chris Middleton.
Siakam made some tough plays. Turner hit some shots. But I think for the most part, their pace after I missed shots just, killed us tonight.
Game 3 is Friday at 4 p.m. in Indy. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh, but mentioned this after the game.
My little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. I didn't sit right with anybody in our, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today and not windy. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 30, a little frost overnight, and then tomorrow sunshine 57. By Friday, breezy with rain and a high of 61. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude and you make it the greatest radio show ever. Dom returns to the airwaves Wednesday. No court for Trump, but plenty of politics. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back, Mino the Mayor. Man, we've had some fun guests today, yeah, haven't we?
We always do.
She's Kurt Nick was phenomenal. Ben and Deanna Malcor, real estate folks from Bay Area Real Estate were fantastic. Look forward to seeing them every week. And this is fun, but things have to take a downward turn now.
Don't say downward. Just
she's from Ishpeming.
Challenging.
She's from Ishpeming.
I'm right here. Hello.
Oh, sorry, I didn't even see you there, Laura. Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber of Commerce, Civics B with Mino and the Mayor. So, Laura.
Yes.
We had our Uper trivia contest here, which you tied.
Yeah, I was disappointed in myself. Let's just say
no, I thought you did a great job. But you are you the proud owner of the Golden Pasty? Or did
Steve took it.
Yes. Well, it's a traveling trophy. He's got to bring it back.
Right. Oh, yeah. So next year,
every couple of months, you can keep
she
it.
She could win it next
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Ooh. Yeah. All right. Something to aspire to. Thank you.
Would that be one of the highlights of your life,
oh
being the winner of the Golden Pass yours?
Yes. I thought so too. Who's going to sleep tonight? Tell me about the your spelling, your civics that you had. You talked about that when you were on last time. How'd it go?
Yeah. Oh, it was great. So we partnered with the U.S. Chamber because there has been, there's been a gap in Americans' knowledge of civics. Not just a gap, it's just falling off. Right? Right, Mary? You can attest to that. You know, their studies show that 53% of Americans cannot name all three branches of the government. And
I might be part of that.
Jesus, John.
Okay, let me just, okay. Legislative.
Yep.
Criminal? Nope. No, not criminal. Legislative. Judicial?
Right.
Yep.
Legislative, judicial, and
it's coming up in November.
Electoral? No. What? I don't know.
Executive branch.
Executive. Okay. Wow.
And all equal.
So not one could have more power than the other.
Did you know that? That's very important that you understand that. That these.
Okay, professor.
It just is.
I'll people cram think for the next test.
Okay. Anyway.
How many? What percent did you say?
53.
How many? Okay. Quick poll. Be honest with us, people.
John,
did you know the three? Yes or no?
Oh, that's going to be 80%.
I bet they're not. I bet
75.
Quick, Todd, can we do a quick poll on that? Oh, did you know the three branches, people?
That's right. Just download the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station and text the studio in the lower right-hand corner, and you'll be texting in your vote.
Thank you.
Let me know.
We're going to have it right here. We'll see it right here.
Okay,
absolutely.
Awesome.
So can I ask you a quick question?
Oh, yeah.
Is Uyghur your maiden name or your married name?
Married name.
What was your maiden name?
Sunblad,
that's right.
That's, yep.
Were you related to Mark Sunblad?
His
quarterback for Ishpeming.
Distant cousin?
Okay.
Cousin, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Jim hates when I do that, by the way.
I can see his face.
No, I don't.
I wish the listeners could see his face. It's hilarious.
I just got a text. What did my buddy say? No, he did not know them, those three branches.
Okay, did you hear the qualifier?
What?
My buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Anywho, so 79% of seventh and eighth grade of eighth graders score below proficiency in civics. So this was the whole purpose of the Civics Bee. The U.S. Chamber recognized this. This was they're doing it across the country statewide. There were four chambers who are doing a Civics Bee for middle schoolers. Ours was regional. So like the three winners, one was from Oshkosh, one was from Appleton, and one was from New Holstein.
Cool.
So
that's awesome.
It went really well.
Did they prepare? The reason I'm asking that, my son-in-law was from Columbia, and he took the citizens test, and that was hard. I mean, I think a lot of people who were born here would have a tough time.
Yes.
But he did study. You know, they gave him the questions, and, you know, he did a little research on it. What was the prep, I guess?
So we gave them sample questions,
okay, cool.
And they did have a study guide.
Right.
So, yes. Because even in middle school, you know, I think they have a civics class in seventh grade, but they have it again in ninth grade. So we want to look at doing it at the high school level also.
So what grade schools did you go to? Did you go in Ishpeming or in the Westwood area?
No.
What was that? Where did you go to grade school?
Oh, where did I go to grade school?
Yeah. We're getting off track. Cool.
I know. I was confused. I thought.
No, in Ishpeming?
Yeah, Ishpeming.
Okay.
Ishpeming.
All right, go ahead.
Civics, we've talked about this on the show before, but civics at where I went to school was ninth grade. That's when they really drilled into it.
Exactly.
Mary just texted us. Everybody knows about the three branches of government. If you don't, you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Yeah. Ooh, wow. I like that. You know, I like that.
Ouch.
Okay.
I just couldn't think of them. What are they? Executive?
Okay. Think about the laws.
Legislative?
Well, that's who makes, right. That would be Congress, the Senate, right?
Yeah.
And then there's what?
Why don't we just give them an acronym? JEL. J-E-L. Judicial.
Oh, judicial.
Executive. Legislative.
Well, that was judicial. I said the law type thing. Law
he would be, you know, you give him JEL, he's going to be like G.
I let's don't start know G. politics. I just don't know politics.
You didn't get it.
All right, I will tell you where any quarterback went to college, but I don't know politics.
We know that.
I'm sorry. Right. I don't.
And what's more? And, you know,
were
what,
you
John,
in the Blue Notes?
And what,
God, no.
No.
All right. And really,
not
John,
musical.
Come to think of it, what's more important?
Quarterbacks?
I know. Right. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know, did Todd tell you that we have more questions for you guys? Let's see.
That's what I heard. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Are you guys ready?
Absolutely.
All right, Todd, you're the judge. See who rings the bell first.
Okay.
We'll start with an easy one.
Okay.
What is one freedom? And it's multiple choice, so I'll read them to you so you can wait.
You
unless
can't
you know
put
it.
Your hand there.
Speech.
Hand on the table.
Hand on the table.
Speech.
Hand on the table.
Speech.
Would you let her talk?
What is one freedom found in the First Amendment? Freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, the right to remain silent, freedom from unreasonable searches and seizures.
I'll go with Jim, say speech.
Correct.
Okay.
Hey, nice job.
We go with Jim. That's mine.
I
don't give Johnny a point for that.
Bear arms, the Second Amendment.
So just so you know, like in Jeopardy, you couldn't ring in until he was done with the question.
Absolutely.
So we'll do that this time.
We didn't know the rules.
Go ahead, change the rules.
Jim
we didn't have any rules.
Jim got 1 point, but we're just putting that in motion.
Okay. All right. If no candidate receives the majority of the Electoral College votes, who chooses the winning candidate for president? Aren't you supposed to wait till I'm done?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And the choices are.
Rules once, Jim? Once.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah.
You should have been indicted.
Game closed.
Just be
honest. That's another question I have here. Yeah. Should be. Your Jim should have been indicted. Yes or no?
Yeah. that'd be. Okay.
Yes.
So, governors from all the states, the House of Representatives, the Secretary of State, or the Senate?
Secretary of State.
The House of Representatives.
Oh, the House does over the Senate? I know that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. Okay, cool.
Okay, because I thought when Reagan got shot that time, didn't Haig?
Mistakenly say,
I am in charge.
Yes.
Yes. Remember that?
Yes, yeah. I do.
So give me an extra point for that.
So the score.
Say that.
The score right now is Jim Schmidt 1, John Mino 0.
I got a half. No, I got that one right, Todd.
No.
Didn't I get it right?
No, you didn't.
It's Congress.
Oh, no, I did. You're right.
Legislative.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Which of the following is a U.S. territory? Florida, Jamaica, Cuba, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Got it.
Yeah.
It is now tied 1-1.
I hit that you. No, you did. You did not.
No, he actually just a split second. Split second.
Okay.
Hand on the table.
Which official is most concerned with U.S. diplomacy?
Secretary of State.
You can't do it before she finishes.
She stopped. She did.
No, she's giving multiple choice. No, she's giving. No. She's giving multiple choice for each one, Jim.
She took like a 3-second lull. That was stopping to me.
Go ahead. Give the multiple choices, John.
Just give it to him. He got it.
Wow.
But now you know the right. Wait till I'm done reading.
Wait till I'm going to look at you now.
This is the third time now I've said that. But yes, wait till all the.
Find him next time. I will. $10.
Okay.
Okay. Secretary of State is in charge of the diplomats. Okay.
Yes. Okay. The U.S. Constitution prohibits state governments from taxing citizens, raising an army, borrowing money, regulating elections.
John.
Raising an army.
Correct.
Nice. It's now tied 2-2.
Yeah, that was
how you like that?
I'm going to give it to you. Really? I want to have a game. I want to have a game.
All right.
Okay, here's a hard one.
Okay.
Which of the following states has the potential to split electoral college votes in a presidential election? A Iowa, Maine, Vermont, New York.
John.
Vermont.
Maine.
Yep.
Maine is right. Maine Jim, is right. 3-2 right now.
Okay.
I know it was out east.
I have easy, medium, and hard. Okay.
Well, do one of each.
Yeah. Left. Okay.
Okay. When traveling in foreign countries, Americans who need help can visit the
embassy.
You can't.
She stopped. She stopped.
$10.
No.
$10.
She gives the answer.
There's always a choice. There's always four choices.
Yep. There's always a multiple choice.
Always a multiple choice.
So give us the multiple choice.
Yes.
Embassy or consulate, DMV, Capitol Building, or Treasury?
Embassy. Thank you.
John gets a point on that one.
Were you born at Bell Memorial Hospital?
I was.
Yes. Who was your doctor?
Oh, good Lord. I was a baby. I don't remember.
I had Dr. Mudge.
I think it was Dr. Rosenbaum.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's now tied 3-3. Next question, Laura. What do you got? And remember, wait till all the choices are done.
He said shut my face when I cut my face really bad one time.
Okay. Let's think about doing that again. Oh, go ahead. All right.
According to Aristotle, what is the best form of government for political stability? And the choices are extreme democracy, moderate democracy, pure oligarchy, and tyranny.
Second one.
Yeah. Ha! What second the heck's going one on here?
Oh, yeah.
And we have time for one more question. Okay. The score is now Jim Schmidt 3, John Mino 4. We can either tie it up or John can walk away with this one.
Wow. Oh, my God. This is a great day.
Okay.
The second one. He didn't even know what the answer was. He just
quiet.
25% chance.
This is like Final Jeopardy. Okay?
All right.
Okay. So listen to all the answers.
I will.
Okay. So this will count for two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right,
okay.
Okay.
Change the rules. Go ahead.
I'm doing that for you. Yeah, so you have a chance to win.
I know. I think.
But I just want to put more pressure on you.
Okay. That's right. It's there.
The 12th Amendment became necessary. One, after the emergence of political parties. Or two, after a president died in office for the first time, or three, after the Revolutionary War was won, or when England did not honor the Treaty of Paris. Let me know if you need me to read those again.
John, second one.
No. No, Mayor.
What? Read them again.
You don't.
Yeah, give them the choices one more time.
Okay. No, just wait. Don't read the second one.
After the emergence of political parties.
They had the 12th Amendment because we went to a two-party state? I don't think so. Okay, go ahead.
After the Revolutionary War was won, or when England did not honor the Treaty of Paris, the 12th Amendment.
I'm going to say when England didn't.
What is it?
The emergence of political parties.
John Minor the winner.
I win!
John Minor wins, yes.
Who knows more about government civics? Me or the mayor? Me, Mino.
Mayor Mino.
Yes, vote for me.
You know, right. John, you should have had a bet that he would have to call you Mayor Mino for a week.
Oh, I like that.
I wouldn't have taken the bet.
Do it anyway. Can you stick around?
I wouldn't have taken the bet.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
So I do want to make the announcement that going into the commercial break, we ran a little long, so I have to also do this.
Who?
To who? Both of you guys.
No. John's talking.
No.
Go to the tape. He was talking. No. He asked her.
I was okay. You know what?
Though? He asked her a doctor. Here's was or something that. Yeah.
Dr. No. Rosenbaum.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, Johnny, you're the one who ran over. I was not
the
talking.
The reason we ran over was because of our wonderful guest, Laura Wiegert from Fox City's Chamber of Commerce. Okay. She was presenting me with the trophy for winning the WGBW Civics B Winner 2024 Mino the Mayor Show. This is
put that
presented
right up to the camera.
To John Mino.
All right. So where am I in that conversation?
Nowhere.
Right. So that's why you ran over.
Because you didn't have anything to say because you didn't have to accept a trophy.
All right. But I'll take my $10.
I'm just saying. Right, Laura?
Wow. Right. I can't believe right, Mayor Mino.
Thank you. She had a great idea. For winning, he has to call me mayor for the rest of the week. I like it. So what else going on, Laura?
Well, so what's on top of that trophy right there?
What a little that? Duck.
Yep. What kind of duck?
A Austrian duck, because it's got the little hat on, like Jim wears sometimes.
Oktoberfest duck.
Yes.
Yes. So we are planning our Oktoberfest.
Okay. Which is always fun.
It's always the last weekend in September, just a blast. We guess how many volunteers we need to run Oktoberfest.
I can't even imagine. 100?
Higher.
200?
Higher.
300?
Higher.
Oh, my gosh. 400?
Higher.
500?
Higher.
600?
Okay,
higher.
This is fun.
This
just
is unbelievable. Oh, now he's all...
He's mad.
Can I use the word pissy?
Yeah.
He's
all
pissy.
Anyway, all right. 850 volunteers.
Oh, my God.
To make Oktoberfest a reality.
Unbelievable.
So, if anyone ever wants to volunteer, we're always looking. It's fun stuff. We need a lot of bartenders. Hundreds and hundreds of bartenders.
I'd love to bartend.
Let's get you signed up. If you go to the Oktoberfest website, there's a sign-up sheet.
I might do it.
We also need bar managers. That's the one who you supervise a specific bar.
I could do that, too.
And we need block captains to supervise a specific block.
I could do that.
I'm signing you up.
All right.
No. He can be the bartender. I'll be the bar manager. Because if Johnny's the bar manager, he's going to be back there drinking up all your profits.
Wow.
You guys should do that. In fact,
I will. I'll do that.
Can you do live remotes? You should broadcast from Oktoberfest.
Can we come down before the event and do the morning show down there? Yeah. I mean, you guys will be setting up and stuff, but...
Yeah. At 9 a.m. is when we kick it off with the beer toast.
Oh!
So you could be there.
Yeah, we can be there for it, but we can broadcast leading up to it.
That'd be great.
And you'll be our special guest throughout that time.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
Got Lederhosen, boys?
He does.
Remember he wore them last year?
He's got that little pouch in front, remember that? It's a weird...
It was a little weird. It was a little weird. I know. I didn't quite get that pouch.
I mean, nobody did. No. Yeah. I don't know what that was. I was thinking maybe it was a carpenter pants. He has a tape measure in there or something. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. Or a water bottle. I don't know. But Jim and Lederhose, this is something to see. It really is.
Well, Johnny, I'll get you a set.
Okay.
Definitely. All and right. I got a hat. Did I give you guys a hat
last
year?
Yeah,
sure.
Yes. We got the hats. Right here. Absolutely. Okay. My son took one. Remember my son,
oh,
Thomas?
That's right.
He wore one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Oh, look, Todd put it on.
Todd, there it is.
That's very cool. I like that with the beard. You look very German.
He does.
Yeah.
So that's in September.
Yes, it's the last weekend in September. Kicks off Friday night is License to Cruise. We have, I think it's over 500 cars on display on College Avenue and in the
Avenue. That makes me mad.
What's that?
Nick was talking about the car shows. He does his fried cheese curds at today.
Yeah.
She's talking about the classic car shows. Mm-hmm. I always wanted a classic car. So I had a 1967 GTO that I was getting fixed up. And then it costs too much. I've always wanted a classic car to take to these kind of things.
People love showing off their wheels. Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember the Rod and Gun Custom Car Show at the Armory in Ishpeming?
No.
Nope. Okay.
You know what's a good car show is Two Rivers.
Oh, yeah. They have a good Cool City car show. Yeah. Yep. That's more of a car parade, even. First they parade, and then they park.
It goes right through Manitouak, through the whole thing.
Yeah, then
they
park on the street, though, and you can... Yeah, that's very cool. Car shows are a big deal in this community.
People are passionate about their cars. They are. For sure.
I love old cars, cool
so
cars.
So that you kick it off with that?
Yeah, that's Friday. From 3 to 9 on Friday night.
Fun.
And then Saturday morning, we change over and do Oktoberfest.
Nice.
So when are we bartending then? Friday night? Because we're going to do our show on Friday, I think.
Well, why don't we do the show?
I can't work Friday night. I got high school football.
What time does the bars open on Friday mornings?
They don't. So we don't. The car show is more of a family event. We do not have beer stands, although the bars are open on College Avenue.
So will you be down on a Saturday morning doing the show?
It would have to be Saturday if you did the show.
Okay.
I'll leave it up to you guys.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
And they could bartend right after the show?
Sure.
Or before.
Right at our booth, wherever we are. We'll just bring cake.
We just got to teach John to share. So.
I don't pour a good head, though, on my beer. I was talking about that earlier. I don't pour a good head.
We'll practice.
We'll teach you. Okay. Yeah, we'll have a session.
Do you ever bartend in Ishpeming?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thought you'd be at the Congress or Roosevelt
and I love it.
Gigs or Casino or Hickey's or none of those?
Hey, you see the girls' basketball team, right?
They won the state championship.
Championships in Michigan?
Ishpeming girls' state championship. Wow. Won the state championship.
It was impressive. They were awesome. Cool.
Yes. You know what I'm surprised at, though? How small that school is when I read about their enrollment.
I
swear it was three times that size when I was in high school.
It was. Ishpeming used to be the big school.
Yes.
Now Nagani and Westwood, I think, are bigger.
They are. Yeah. They're in different divisions and everything. Yep. What happened to that town?
I don't know. With the mines, they just started dying off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are there any mines still going up there?
I thought there was. Is Palmer?
Tilden? I think the Empire's closed in Palmer. I think the Tilden might be the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is still a mine going on.
But I mean, that, you know, I almost used to feel sorry for some of the teachers, like a civics teacher or something, okay?
Yeah.
Because these guys, you know, in class, they knew they didn't need it. They were just going to get a job in the mine. And they would graduate and walk right into the mines, basically, and stay there for 30 years.
I know. You know what the sad thing is? Civics doesn't have as much to do with your job as just life.
Absolutely.
You know, how to live in America, how to be successful, how to understand and vote.
Absolutely.
People don't always realize that.
Yeah. And, you know, I've got a trophy to prove that. I do realize that. I've got the trophy. The mayor does it.
Number two.
The mayor
number
does
three.
It.
Number three. You didn't even know. If she asked you those questions again and switched the numbers, you wouldn't get them right. Okay, what else?
I'm not going to argue that.
Everything else going good in Appleton?
Sorry, John, I can't argue that.
Right. Yeah. It's the 150th anniversary of the Fox Cities Chamber, right?
It is, yes. Yep.
Wow.
I was on the show before to talk about that.
Yep. John, what is that called?
Susquitannial?
Susquicentennial.
That's close.
Yeah. Close.
All right. Thank you.
I'm
sorry, what is it, Jim?
The Sesquicentennial.
No, I'm sorry, what? What?
Sesquicentennial.
Go ahead, we'll give you time.
I celebrated it.
Jim, we got to go to a break in 2 minutes. Go ahead. You think you can get it by then?
150th.
Okay, okay. We'll just
get
that.
That's awesome. What are you doing to celebrate that?
Oh, gosh. It's a year-long celebration.
Oh,
we have a time capsule coming up.
Nice.
You know Frank Herman's, right?
No.
Just a little.
He dresses up as our founder, A.L. Smith.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
And then we use his image, as, you know, kind of making it fun to celebrate.
Oh, that's
awesome. Here's this old guy from 150 years ago.
Boy, he is all over, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Hey, it was the first, I did a story one time for TV on that building. That's super cool. Like where electricity was first installed.
Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a cool house that is.
It's beautiful, yeah.
If people haven't been there for a tour, you got to go there.
Yes.
I mean, the trim, it's all carved, and one guy did it, a guy from Italy, and they brought him over, and that's what he did for like 3 years or some, carved all the, it's phenomenal. If you haven't been to that home, Hearthstone is the name, right?
Yep. Yeah, the Hearthstone.
It's so cool.
How do you know so much about that?
I did a story on it one time for NBC 26.
Okay.
I did some of my reports. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
All right. And the winner this morning is John Minot.
Mayor Minot to you.
Is Terry coming in or is she on the phone?
She's going to be on the phone.
All right. Can you stick around then, Laura?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We're going to set a quick break. Minot the mayor. A little slice of Wisconsin coming up next.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. Ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The body of a young woman pulled from the East River in Green Bay Saturday has been positively identified. Green Bay Police and Brown County Sheriff's Office confirm it to be 22-year-old Yvonne Benitez of Bellevue. Benitez was reported missing to the Brown County Sheriff's Office on April 15th. Her body was found by a search party Saturday. An autopsy did not indicate foul play. UW Green Bay has found its new women's basketball coach. Kayla Carius Nee Tetchlog played for the Phoenix from 2007 to 2011. She'll come to Green Bay from the University of South Dakota, where she as a coach had consecutive winning seasons. She succeeds Kevin Borseth, the winningest coach in the program history, who announced his retirement earlier this month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction celebrated its 30th anniversary last weekend in Hollywood. Gathering for the celebration were cast members Samuel L. Jackson, Uma Thurman, Harvey Keitel, and John Travolta. The event was held at Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard and was part of the TMC Classic Film Festival. The film was released in 1994 and was the follow-up to Tarantino's first film, Reservoir Dogs. Anne Hathaway recently talked about making out with several different actors in front of casting directors to see if there was chemistry. Hathaway said she went along with the antiquated practice in the early 2000s because she didn't want to be considered difficult. She said it was really awkward when the producers made it seem like she should be excited to make out with so many different guys in front of them. Hathaway produced and stars in the new film, The Idea of You, which will be released May 2nd and only makes out with people she wants to these days. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today and not windy. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 30, a little frost overnight. And then tomorrow sunshine 57. By Friday, breezy with rain and a high of 61. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 33.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
In her next episode, Maggie addresses all the debauchery coming out of the Trump trial. Sleeping? Farting? What else could happen live?
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m. can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. We've got Laura Wiegert from Fox City's Chamber joining us. We had Ben and Deanna Malcor from Berkshire Hathaway Real Estate. They were phenomenal. And, of course, Cheese Curd Nick. Do you have him at your Oktoberfest?
Who's Nick?
Cheese Curd Nick. Fried cheese curds.
This guy makes... Oh. That's unbelievable. I'm telling you, he makes really good.
Todd, you have any left?
And they're saving for somebody.
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. I had breakfast.
All right. Like for
Is Terry Barr standing by? Terry Barr, good morning.
Good morning. He's Kurt Nick.
Yeah.
He's
Terry, if you come to town, we're gonna get you some fried cheese curds.
I love fried cheese curds or squeaky cheese curds. But absolutely. I love Laura's answer. She said, I'm good. I've had breakfast.
Well, you were so
we both had a big platter of fried cheese curds.
Right. So did we. It just happened to be cheese curds.
Diet starts tomorrow.
But
nothing goes better with a polka than fried cheese curds.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. If you ask former Governor Tommy Thompson, who proclaimed the polka, the state dance in Pulaski with beer and with cheese curds back in 1994.
Wow.
Now, do either of you know how to polka, or did you learn to polka?
Everybody does.
Of course.
Okay.
I never have.
That's a good answer.
It's right. One, two, three.
I've never polka.
It's not that hard.
I don't dance.
John, the polka is like not really a dance.
I've never done it.
It's more of a...
Okay.
Did you have...
Isn't a waltz one, two, three?
Right.
Yeah, that's
so
a waltz.
Polka.
Yeah.
So it's polka.
That's a slow-moving dance, though. The polka is like 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. And then if you want to do the Polish hop, that's even faster. That'll get you in shape really, really quick.
When the band picks up.
Yes. I've never polka'd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's,
I used to watch the show, though. We only had one station. Remember what station we had up in Nagani, Ishpeming? WLUC, Channel 6.
That's right. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Yep. That was it.
Yep. Carl Pellenpah.
Carl Pellenpah, Sumikutsu.
Yep. Every Sunday.
Yes. But anyway, every Sunday, and before his show was the polka show.
Yes.
Polka, polka, polka. Hey, we got a new one coming out here. We call it Polka on Sunday. 1, 2, 3. Get on out there, Ernie. Okay. You get Martha out there on the dance floor. You cut a rug. Here we go.
And then it just shows people dancing.
Yes,
it's so
stupid.
It's
like a bar.
That's
what it was.
It was so part. Those kinds of things. I don't know. I grew up with that as well.
Everybody watched it. Every Sunday. Everybody watched it.
Every Sunday on the radio, on television.
Yep.
And it was always part of our day. And so I learned how to polka standing on my dad's feet.
Oh, cool.
On the top of his
smart.
Feet when I was a little girl.
Right.
Yep. Totally cheating.
Oh,
but
that's
at least
cool.
You got the rhythm of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Okay. So you guys are probably like, why are we talking about this?
No, I love polka. I do.
Okay,
seriously.
Good. It's 30 years ago on April 29th. That, yes, the governor at that point was in Pulaski. Huge party to sign that designating the polka as the state dance. I know we have some sound from the former governor. Should we take a listen to what
he said? Absolutely.
Because the polka is more than a dance. It's, it's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. To be able to sign this bill into law was really... To me, it was sort of a capstone. It was bringing everything together. The culture of Wisconsin, the fun times, the exciting times, heritage.
Yeah, that's something like
that was our governor.
Did he sample any of Pulaski's favorite beverage on that day?
Well, from what I remember, it was 94, so I was working in Green Bay, and we did cover this. He not only polka'd inside Zelensky Hall where he signed the bill, he went out into the streets and anybody who wanted to dance with him danced with him.
Right. Oh,
and he
cool.
was not alone. The crowd was monster huge and everybody was just having a great time dancing.
That's cool.
I just think it's so fun. Yeah. Now, do you remember who brought this forward to our lawmakers
Gary
asking
Drzewicki.
For this to be?
How about Gary Drzewicki, the
Oh, that's very good. He had a hand in it, but go back even further and younger. No idea.
But was he
a class of second graders?
A class of second graders?
Yes.
What do you mean?
So they were studying all the different things that had to do with the state. So the state bird, the state flower, and then the second grader said to their teacher, why don't we have a state dance? And she said, well, if there is one, what should we make it? And they, at that time, said the polka. And so that's where Gary Derzwicki comes in, and he helped them craft a bill and bring it to the state capitol. So here are all these little second graders up in front of the lawmakers saying, here's why we need the polka to be our state dance.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's awesome.
And that's nice because everybody in class learned, and that's how a bill becomes a law. You know, that was a great civics lesson for the kids.
Conjunction Junction.
Oh,
do you remember
what's that
schoolhouse
yes.
rock?
Conjunction yes. Junction. Oh, what's your function? Yeah. Absolutely.
Or the one, I'm a bill.
I love it. We're with Terry Barr so from good. Civic Media, Slice of Wisconsin Wednesday. 30 years of polka in Wisconsin. Who's the most
now,
famous?
Now, should we listen to a polka as we leave?
Absolutely. Well, no, you guys stick around for a few more minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm right here for you.
Right.
What's that?
Johnny was just going to ask, who's the most famous polka conductor or player?
Artist.
Yeah, artist, that's a good word.
In Wisconsin history.
Isn't that Alvin?
Krasinski?
Well,
Jerry Schneider.
We might have to talk about
Jerry Schneider,
that.
That's right.
Is it Alvin? Is that who it is?
I'm guessing. I don't know. We're just guessing.
I don't know. I don't know if ever.
Who did you guess, Schneider? What?
Jerry Schneider.
Okay.
The minute you hear him singing, you'll know who this is.
Polanski is a polka town with loads of boys and girls around. It's very plain to see they're singing merrily, dancing and hopping up and down.
It is Elvin, right?
Oh, it is?
It is Elvin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice job.
Very cool.
I get my point back. Okay,
now okay, you're going to choke it up.
You're still pouting.
To those
still pouting.
Words, the greatest words ever written in a song, I have to say. And I'm a Kiss fan, but I love Elvin Krasinski.
I'm sure they were real tight.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't beat it.
You got to love.
Absolutely.
You get further into the song, and he's going, my legs move left and right, my head bops side to side. Pulaski is a polka town.
I want for our 1 year anniversary show.
Yeah,
I want to write a polka song. I want to write a polka song. Could get somebody with an accordion that could come down and
can we get Len Nelson?
Len plays accordion.
Yeah, he does.
I want to write a polka song for us. Because I wrote a song called Ode to a Former Mayor. Did you ever hear that one, Terry?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
It's funny.
You
it
should hear
really
it.
Good.
Yeah, I recorded it and everything. Todd produced it.
We could dance to that.
You and I?
No, that polka.
I would shoot myself in the face
at Oktoberfest. At Oktoberfest.
I would shoot myself in the face before I would dance with you. Maybe three times.
Why would you even assume I meant that? I wouldn't even sit next to you on a bus.
I don't even know you anymore, Jim.
I don't sit next to you on a bus, much less for dance.
That's true. Did you hear that story, Laura?
No.
So, Terry. So we go to this cool event a week or two ago where these eight restaurants around downtown Green Bay, you know, sample their food and everything. It's really cool. And you take a little trolley. These trolley cars are really cool here in town, okay? So we go in. And there's Jim sitting. I was the last one on the bus. There's Jim sitting in the seat in the back by himself, okay? So I sit with him. And he goes, there's some open seats behind us. I'm like, okay, but I think I'm the last one on the bus. He goes, no, I mean for you. I'm like, what do you mean? You shouldn't sit with me. Go sit by yourself.
I need a little
swear
room.
To God.
Whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
He was invading your personal space.
Right, that's right. And so when John said, are we going to dance together? I'm like, how can you even think that when I wouldn't even sit on a bus with you? So
that is true. That is true. True story. Would not even sit on a bus with me.
Well, this is going to be quite a first year celebration. I will be there in person just for all of this.
I got a thing here, Terry. I used to go every Sunday with my parents to Dick Rogers Ballroom in Pulaski as a kid.
Yes, there you go. Now we're talking real Wisconsin stuff.
I never went to a wedding reception when I was a kid that didn't have a polka band in the UP. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Polka bands were so big up there, too. Everybody loved them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we had a rock band at our wedding, but the request from my dad was, if I pay for this rock band, they better learn some polka songs.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Cool. Love it. Actually, I had one at mine. I don't know who it was, but I had somebody at mine. A polka band. I did, in Manitowoc.
Oh, I had.
Or not even Manitowoc. Shoto? You know where Shoto is?
Shoto, yes.
Oh, River Falls Supper Club.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where you got married?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Oh. I had the Brass Factory play, and they played. We had some polkas too, because we still have the video from that, and people that really gets the crowd going. Really, yeah, gets
from
the
your
crowd
wedding
going.
Reception, you have video?
Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
I you can.
Uh oh, I want to see this. John just found a new thing to get you with. So be careful.
I do.
Okay, we gotta
Why
see
would
it.
You want to see that?
Yeah. I got text here. You guys are sure packing a lot of stuff into that anniversary show. Is that going to be 8 hours?
You know, I was thinking of that. Whoever sent true. That in.
We're inviting everybody.
Save the date. When is it?
June 26th.
I'm writing it down right now. Okay. Everyone, save Terry, the day, June 26th.
You got to come to it, Terry.
And Terry, that's 1 year.
Oh, I will be there with bells on.
Excellent.
Oh, yes.
Terry, that's 1 year since we went on the air.
I can't believe it.
If we make it that far.
Congratulations. Right.
We're day to day.
We're on a day-to-day contract with Civic. We also
I thought it was hour by hour.
A lot of people have thrown their tickets away from the over/under because they all thought we'd be off the air by now. Yeah. So
Terry, do you have any pull with Civic? I mean, do you have pull with the top people?
More than we do.
Todd is doing something I think that's illegal.
What's this now?
Now I need to hear more stories.
Yeah, what?
He fines us $10. $10 cash. He fines us.
He knows.
If, like, we don't have our headphones on at the right time, if we're not ready to go
if we're not sitting at our desk.
We're not ready to go. Yeah. He fines us.
I'm going to support Todd on that. I'm sorry, guys. There you go.
Thank
but
you,
what
Terry.
Are you guys going to do with all that money? Because I'm assuming that's accumulated.
Todd's going to just take it and do stuff with
some
it.
More weed.
Yeah, he's going to go to the UP and buy weed, he said.
Or Quaaludes.
Yeah, he said, or Quaaludes. Yeah.
Laura,
that's what he said he's doing with us.
Sorry.
Laura,
I guess I'm out.
Didn't take Laura long to join
some
our club.
Don't remember that.
Do I owe you $10?
Wow.
Hey, Terry, you and I work together. You know I'm very proficient at being places on time. And
don't load
doing all the right things.
You're leading
right?
The witness. Terry? You're leading the witness.
Terry?
Exactly. That's so funny, Jim. Yes, he is. Yep. He's not even asking a question.
No,
he's telling me
exactly
what I need to
answer. And then he'll be like, I told you so. See, did you hear her?
Terry even backed me up on
John
that.
Terry
backed me up on that. Yeah. No, I love it. Good stuff, Terry.
We always had fun. That is for sure. We got the job done and we had fun too.
Absolutely, we did. We had so much fun.
Well, he's definitely brought that over.
Just like you guys are now.
Right.
We just got a text. We literally got a text from corporate. One of the people at corporate. Survey says host fines are acceptable with our company.
Nice. Good job, Todd.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Our drink cooler thanks you.
Wow. Hey, Terry, you're going to be doing this every week? A little slice of Wisconsin?
You are stuck with me if you'll have me.
Phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Nice
Fantastic.
To hear.
Love stuff like this. Please keep it coming.
Okay, and I look forward to your anniversary party in June. Congratulations.
Yeah,
thank you, Terry Barr. You're the best. Take
have
care.
Have a great day, everybody. Right,
thank you. You too. Terry Barr from Civic Media, Slice of Wisconsin Wednesday. Hey, Todd, you didn't update the texting on do you know the three branches of government?
That's where it's at right now. 75% of the respondents this morning said they do know
what
the
did
three.
Did I say that number?
You said 80%.
I thought you said they would not know it.
No.
Yeah, I think you did.
No, I didn't. Go to the tape. I said 80, and I said, just to be clear. I said 80.
Hey, Josh, splice that tape.
No. I said 80, and I said, it's going to be 75. I did.
No.
You did. I remember the numbers.
Okay.
I just misheard.
Right.
Yep. Hey, this anniversary party, what's going on? I've missed
so
all that.
So Johnny and I are going to be on the air 1 year. We came on the air June 26th of last year.
Awesome.
And our first guest was the mayor of Green Bay, and we talked about what we want to do in this city and just talking about what's going on locally in Oshkosh, Green Bay, and Appleton. And it's new, it's different. That's what Sage wanted us to do, and we're doing it, and it seems to be working. We're going to invite all our guests who've been on, and then we're going to have a band and some food and a couple other things.
I haven't received an invitation yet. Am I still on the bubble?
And his number one thing, Todd, what was his number one thing when he first talked about doing this? What was the number one thing that was
going to take?
I'll tell you what. Let's come back after the break and talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this.
And you can help us because you like parties.
Hey, I'm a Uper.
She's it for me. Come on.
Come on. Just bring the Ghani.
Hey.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Is that the mayor I see there from Green Bay, the big cities in town with us? Look at him cutting up a rug there.
Oh, man, that is so... Hey, that's happened.
How you doing there, mayor? I hey, say, your wife know you're dancing with the Pulaski queen, the polka queen. That's Margie. I'll tell you what, she's got a shine for you. I can see that right now.
Those lederhosen look a little tight there.
What
the
hell? What's that pouch you got there in front of the lederhosen there, mayor? What's that for? That's where he keeps his beer. Okay. Hey, you got the mayor of Green Bay here in Pulaski.
Shine for you.
How you doing there? Look at that. Oh, boy, ladies, how about those legs? Check those hairy little things out there, huh? Holy,
all right, all right.
You could make a mink coat if you shaved him. Wah! The mayor.
How do you? Okay, whatever. And it's either Martha or Margie. Are those the only two names they have up there?
The sisters.
Oh, okay.
And they got around. Oh, I can tell you some stories about those two. Yeah.
So are we making a mistake by doing it right on the 26th? Should we move it to Friday the 28th? Just so it's a Friday, more people might have.
Good point.
You know?
Good
right?
point.
Am I right, Laura?
I agree. No, just you'd get better attendance.
Good point.
I think so.
It's from 6 to 9 in the morning. It's, you know, Christmas, sometimes that would be nicer on a weekend. 25th to 25th, 26th to 26th.
Whatever Todd says, we're going with.
I think we should talk about it.
All right. We're going with Todd.
So is this a democracy type of environment?
No. Civics again?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
I'm just curious because I'm hearing mixed reactions here.
Laura, when I put on the Oktoberfest hat like I had on earlier, that means I'm in charge.
Yeah. I like it. A clear signal from Todd.
Absolutely.
Dang it.
But we have the three branches, but not all created equal.
Oh,
that's
Todd.
The problem with this.
Todd, can we make an announcement or is it not ready to be announced about Appleton?
It's a little early.
Okay.
Let's wait.
Okay.
It's a little early.
Yeah.
But we got some special news for you regarding Appleton.
Yes.
I think I know what it might be.
And we love Appleton. Okay. So,
all right.
Anyway.
Yes. I'll tell you what, you guys do it right in Appleton. I mean, because I lived in Appleton and I loved it because I lived just across the river there and I'd walk by like the Trump Museum. I'd come up or that area.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And, Saturday mornings, and we were talking about with Cheese Curd Nick here about the farmers markets around here and everything. You guys did great in Appleton, too. And you guys, you know what I used to go to? That one place that sells corn. And it'd be like 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. You got that buttered corn on the stick.
Mm.
That one place. And there would be a line 50 deep to get that corn. It was so delicious. But you guys have a great setup down there on College Avenue to host anything like this. Don't you, though?
Oh, it's a mile. Like Mile of Music.
Yeah.
Oktoberfest. Yeah. The Saturday market. It just
Len Nelson was talking about that last time he was on about when he'd introduce bands and he'd stand up there and you couldn't see the end of the end of the crowd.
Oh my God.
I mean, isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
And I did that. I introduced a band. I don't get nervous for anything. You know, you do. And I get up there. It's like, holy crap. That's all you see is literally
a mile of people.
Yep. Yeah.
It is awesome.
That's quite the
it
thing.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys do it right there. And you continue to improve it too. I mean, you made the roads a little bit narrower, you put some bike lanes in. There's a lot of stuff you've done to College Avenue to make it even more conducive to,
more inviting.
More inviting to pedestrians, to events.
And like the Fox Commons, you're familiar with that development. You know, that's going to open up this fall.
Yeah.
He's looking to put a food mall in there along with a restaurant they already have, 16 condos, Lawrence University Housing. I mean, it's just... It's really starting to be a happening downtown.
I love that some of your old buildings were turned into apartments that are really cool.
Yes.
That's really cool.
And you've got some good anchors there. I mean, Lawrence, which is where you held your spelling bee.
Yes.
At Lawrence University.
Civics Bee, yeah.
Civics Bee, spelling bee. Civics Bee. And
which you lost this morning.
Yeah, you did. In fact, I've got the trophy right here to prove it.
That's a nice trophy, Mayor Mino.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Let's have another.
Thank you very much. It's not as cool as the golden pasty.
Golden pasty, no. Yeah. But
I think we'll invite you back tomorrow so I can put this to rest. I can't live like this for a year, you know.
If I have to be honest, I would have put my money on the mayor. Sorry, no offense, John.
No, none taken.
Because I kept cutting in early, but okay.
Yeah, I think we got to get the rules straight
we
ahead
do.
Of time.
And then, they got changed, too.
They really didn't.
A friend of mine, her son owns a really cool shop on College Avenue. It's called The Wild Goose.
He's been on here.
I know who you're talking
about. And he just opened one now in Kenosha because he goes to school down at Carthage, and he opened one down there. It was, you know, T-shirts they'd buy, fry into different places and sell them. And it's a really cool, hip kind of thing.
I think he's in Fox Commons, the new development, isn't he? Yeah.
And he was speaking to how supportive the Appleton Downtown Business District, I don't know what you call yours, but to this young entrepreneur. You know, he's just a young kid. He's, what, 20?
Freshman in college.
So. Anyway, and I think that says a lot about your city, that it's not all big corporate stuff and banks.
Fanny, who runs the juice shop. Is it in college? I'm not sure.
The tea shop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tea. The tea shop.
Is that Bobo tea?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yes. Yep. We're
good friend of ours. You got good young entrepreneurs.
Right.
I guess is what I'm saying.
Don't you see that's a trend, though, too? I mean, I think it's awesome because a lot of kids, they just want to go out on their own and have their own business in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know, they're right out of college. They just want to do it.
Another lady we had out from Menasha Hoagies. Is that the name of
Chicago Style Hoagies.
Yep.
And she's doing great. And you got some really good young people that want to take ownership almost of the community, which is great.
And sometimes these young people get a rap for not wanting to work. There's nothing harder than starting your own business.
Exactly.
You know? And their work ethic is great. They understand customer service. And, you know, I hope they're all successful. You know, statistically, they won't all be, but they're going to learn a lot. They're going to learn a lot more than they would in driving some textbook at, you know, I mean, there's a lot to learn in school, but, you know, there's nothing like the real world.
Well, yeah, and it's not that they don't want to work. They may not want to work 8 to 5.
Right.
Yeah. They just want to work when they want to work, but they still work and they work hard.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, they do.
In fact, tomorrow, I'll just let you know, small business spotlight here on Mino and the Mayor at 8 o'clock. Christine Brown, I believe it is, from Greasy Fingers Barbershop in Appleton.
Oh, so
she's coming up. And maybe Mino will get a haircut.
Oh, yes, I like it. On-air haircut.
Well, see, I was looking for a freebie. What? 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 No?
You have your person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm squeamish about my hair.
She may not bring the right dye.
This could.
Oh, wow.
No Grecian formula?
Wow, got really nasty in here fast, John.
Hey, this is the first time I've seen you speechless in a long time.
Former mayor of Green Bay was found with a duck wearing an Oktoberfest ham stuffed into his ear.
Oh, yeah, okay,
or other part.
He's making me nervous.
And when it goes in, it squeaks.
Yeah.
That's how they found his body.
It's all over the internet, folks.
Have a seat, Mayor.
Yeah.
Somebody posted it. You can see it. Wow, look at that expression on his face.
Well, I'm speechless.
He's floating down the river. What's
up?
Milton would love it.
Yeah, Milton would be all over it. Wow. Okay. Hey, Laura Wiegert, Fox City's Chamber, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. My pleasure. Always.
It was fun having you here.
And keep up the good work down there.
Keep up the great work.
With the civics, everything you're doing in the past 150 years. But, I mean, celebrate that. But I think it's great getting kids involved in what's really important and then celebrating the city, which you do so well.
And thank you for your support of the Chamber.
Yeah, we love it.
Glad to do it. All right. We got to go. Back in tomorrow morning, Mino and the Mayor. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us to talk about tax cuts and then public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheese Ball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.